Welcome to the Client Generation Podcast, a show where we interview some of the most successful people in real estate to help you understand how to generate leads, build a brand, and convert more clients in your business. Excited for our guest today, Mr. Sean Carpenter. My man, thank you so much for jumping by the podcast. We appreciate it.
No problem, man. Good to be on the show and happy to chat with your audience.
Love it, love it. So who is Sean Carpenter and how did you get to where you are today?
So I am a 21-year veteran of the real estate business. I've been licensed since 1998. Little backstory, I grew up in Columbus, Ohio. My father taught at The Ohio State University, but I wanted to go to school somewhere south. I'm not a big fan of the cold weather. So I found a school like Ohio State in the south, and that was University of Florida. I went to school to be a sports and marketing person, but obviously, like most people, didn't really stay with that. As I left college, I became a golf pro for 3 years, Grant. I worked at a big resort course in Brooksville, Florida, then a private club in Cleveland, Ohio. Moved back to Columbus, where I was from, and became a beer salesman. Worked for the Miller and Coors distributor in town. Called on all parts of the city, but eventually landed on the Ohio State campus, was my territory. So if you're ever going to sell beer, pick a spot where there's like 45,000 students, and that's a really good spot to sell beer. But I was really more of an order taker, Grant. I didn't really get a chance to sell anything. So I thought to myself, what would be a job that allowed me to drink beer and play golf? So I got into real estate and I sold actively for 4.5 years. We had our first child. And so I had the opportunity to become a branch manager and get a paycheck and salary and benefits. So I went into managing, gave up sales. And really, I still got to sell every day. If you think about being a manager, you sell every day. You sell the office, you sell the company, you sell the brand, you sell the industry, you sell training, you sell why to come to the meetings, you know. But I love the coaching and training part, but I hated the managing part. So my company named me the director of training, and I was in charge of all the training and education for the Coldwell Banker companies in Columbus and Cincinnati. And in 07, I started speaking at my first Coldwell Banker conference and some state association events, and really got the passion for speaking and training from the stage. And in 2016, I made the decision to jump back into sales and take my speaking on a little more of a national level. So I opened up my own company called Sean Speaks. And I'm still an active agent because I think there's some credibility there when I stand up in front of audiences and talk about how to be a successful real estate agent and take care of your customers. And that's kind of my background, you know, and I think it's important I fill you in on my philosophy, because I think my philosophy as an agent, manager, director of training, and now back doing what I'm doing. I think real estate's about three things, Grant. It's about building relationships, solving problems, and having fun. I'm just convinced if agents spend their day doing those three things and only those three things, everything else will take care of itself. The contracts, the closings. If they can be building a relationship every day with someone that they've known for years, or a relationship with someone they've just met, if they can help people solve problems on a daily basis, and if they can have fun doing it, I just think that's a checklist for success.
Give me a checklist for having fun in the industry today. I mean, the industry is in such a unique place. I think that it's more marketing of fear than anything else. I don't think a lot of it has much merit, but there is some unique disruption that's taking place. Not something that I believe that's going to eradicate the need for an agent. I mean, I think it's stuff that's going to just create more leverage for the agent. But how do you have fun today when there's so many different moving parts?
Well, first of all, you choose your attitude, right?
Yeah, there we go.
You know, I think every day you wake up, you have a choice. Is it going to be a great day or a great day? And if the answer is not a great day, then hit your snooze button and ask yourself again in 8 or 9 more minutes. Because if you don't put your feet on the floor and decide it's going to be a great day, then everything else is going to go downhill from there. So I think you make the choice of having a good attitude. I think you have fun in whatever you do, whether it's working out in the morning or doing your whatever your morning routine is. I think you have fun with your family. I think you have fun with certainly your clients. And that just means getting to know who they are, having conversations that don't have to be always about real estate, having fun with your coworkers and your peers and your fellow agents. You know, be that agent. I would love to be that agent that when people see a listing of mine, they say, oh, I'd love to do a deal with Sean Carpenter because it's going to be a fun transaction and things are going to be done, you know, on time and things will be done the right way. And so just, you know, once again, having fun by choosing the attitude and really just hanging around with the people you want to hang around with. I think life's too short to hang around with toxic people.
How does that tie into marketing? I mean, and that's a loaded question for sure, but you know, how does having fun building a business you want to build, you know, drinking beer, like doing the things that you want to do, how does that tie into marketing in real estate?
Well, I think it ties into who the type of clients that I want to work with and the type of clients I want to seek out and find, right? I mean, I joke with my audiences, Grant, but it's not really a joke, but my ideal target audience would be a beer drinking sports fan with a good sense of humor. I'll work with you if you're a wine drinking, non-sports watching person that never laughs. We just won't have near as much fun as a beer drinking sports fan with a good sense of humor, because I know that they will hang out with other beer drinking sports fans with good sense of humor. And so I think finding who your audience wants to be, the industry should be way past saying that their target audience is anyone who's ready to buy or sell a house.
Right.
Because that's not who they are. And so finding the right person, there's so many opportunities out there to work with the right people. Why would you want to work with the wrong people?
You know, I always say that the person that works with everyone works with no one. Mm-hmm. And it seems that there's this mental block in a lot of people's mind. Maybe it's just lack of experience where they're like, well, I don't want to work with, you know, beer drinking sport fans that love to laugh, because it's going to mean that I don't get to work with the snooty wine drinkers, right? Like, and so how do you feel like you can coach somebody through getting over that mindset, or that maybe that mind block or that limit that some people have placed on themselves?
Yeah, I guess it's every single person's unique, right? You can't judge a book by its cover. And so you got to go a layer deep. It's, you know, I would say it's not our job to have something in common with our clients, and it's not their job to have something in common with us. Our job, Grant, is to find out if we have something in common. Mm. And so what we might have in common might be, you know, our love of SEC football. It might be that you know, you're a hunter and maybe I'm not, but let's say I'm a fisherman. Well, we both like outdoors. You might be a father, I'm a father, you know, all these things that you can learn. So finding who that person is, and you don't have to maybe put a label on what right. you're looking for, but obviously underneath you're working with a buyer or a seller or an investor, right? Mm-hmm. And so it all boils down to what are they at their base, and then what are the layers on top of that, and then how does that match up with what I can offer?
So a lot of this, you know, feeds into the first thing you're talking about, which is building relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I mean, the relationship, you know, I don't know when I'm going to meet my next client. And there are people that I have relationships with that have never been a client of mine, but they at some point may be a client or may refer me business. I think a lot of people in our industry, if they think about it, a lot of their business has come from their closest circle of friends, but that closest circle of friends has never been their client, but they have referred them business. And so building those relationships so that when somebody does think about real estate, they think about me. When somebody does think about social media marketing, they think about you, right? All you're trying to do, Grant, is earn that top of mind awareness in someone's head so that when they see a Coldwell Banker sign, they think of me, whether it's my sign or not. If they see the logo and they think of me, that means I'm starting to earn top of mind awareness. If they see a Florida Gator logo and they think of me, if they hear Tom Petty on the radio and they think of me, then I'm starting to win this top of mind awareness opportunity to build a relationship, you know, so that relationship gets continually built on and built on and built on.
You've been in the business or back in production since 2016. The game's changed so radically in the last 4 years. What are some of the biggest, you know, adjustments or evolutions or tweaks that you've seen agents have had to really lean into?
I think speed to the client, the answer. People can get answers, information so quickly that when they ask something, you know, that instant demand that our society is not, today's buyers and sellers aren't different. The internet didn't make them want something quicker. It just made it available quicker. Right. And so they know that answer. So that's been a big change. I think certainly the social media aspect, the fact that almost everything that we do happens through our devices that we hold in our hands. You know, I mean, I think many people that are parents would leave their kids in a restaurant before they'd leave their phone in a restaurant, you know? So knowing that we have to think differently, right? I mean, think about this, Grant. How many emails have you deleted today off your phone without even reading them? You just open it up and you just swipe left, swipe left, swipe left.
Not enough.
Yeah. And so the concept is we got to think differently. We got to think to the consumer through the small screen, and how am I capturing their attention?
Are you seeing where, you know, tactically today, maybe talking about social media specifically, are there specific things that we can do to maybe garner more attention or create more opportunity to build relationships?
Well, I think, you know, attention is built through trust, and trust is built through attention. And so if we can kind of keep that loop going of, if I can earn your trust, then you're probably going to give me more of your attention when you see me on social media, when you see a flyer of mine or a mailer of mine come in, or you hear a radio ad or a podcast. If I can capture your attention and then I'm going to earn your trust across the way, then I'm going to be able to keep that cycle, right? And so if I can get you to trust me at first, then I'll get more of your attention. If I get your attention and can earn your trust, then I can keep that cycle going. And I just have to have the patience then to let that process take place. And there's really three C's to trust that I think if I can work on these three C's as a new agent, as an experienced agent. The first C is competence, right? How good am I at what I do? Do I say the right things? Do I know my stuff? The second C is confidence. How confident am I? And Grant, I would guess that the people that you have trust in, you have confidence in them. Their answers are confident. You can feel their body language is confident. They look you in the eye with an answer. And the third C, which I think is probably the most important of trust, and that's consistency. How consistent are you at earning trust? And if you think about from a real estate standpoint, those three things, am I competent in what I do? Right? That's a function of action. Am I confident in what I do? That's a function of attitude. And am I consistent? And that's a function of ability, right? And so if I can do those three things every day, I can earn your trust and then I'll capture your attention. If I can capture your attention through my marketing and exposure, I can earn your trust through my content, through my deliverables, and through my, obviously, the consistency of it.
Do you feel like an agent today has to really divide their attention, amongst maybe getting new clients or getting referrals from past clients? Like, what's the holistic approach, or is there one to really growing a successful company?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure about that. I do know this though, Grant, is that agents do two things with his or her day. They do business development activities and they do business support activities. Uh-huh. That's it. Everything. I could follow any agent in America around with a sheet of paper and just draw a line down the middle and just watch what they do and either put the activity on the business development side or the business support side. Now, you know, probably the answer is most agents spend most of their time doing business support activities, not business right. development activities. And you know why? Because there's no rejection involved in business support activities.
And I still get to say that I was busy today. And
I was busy, right? I was productive today, but yeah. I didn't get any rejection. So I played in the MLS all day. I resized font on a flyer for an open house that I have coming up, but I didn't pick up the phone and call. But here's what I found in 21 years in the business. If you spend all your time on business support and not business development, there soon is no business to support.
Right. You have no business.
Yeah. So to answer your question, I think agents should be spending a portion of their day every day on business development activities, putting seeds in the ground like a farmer does. A farmer doesn't just wake up one day and say, I think I want to be a farmer. And then tomorrow have a crop. He's got to work the land. And then once he's done that, he has to put seeds in the ground. Then he has to fertilize and water and be patient and then crop, prune and fertilize and water and wait. And the same thing a real estate agent needs to do. They need to put seeds in the ground every day. So when I jumped back into sales, Grant, you know, August of 2016, I needed to do what I was teaching agents to do for 13 years. I needed to put seeds in the ground every day. And so I created what I call my 4-H club. And I'll share it with you because every day when I go in the office, if I'm not on the road traveling, I do the 4 H's before I do anything else. The first H is I do 5 handwritten notes. Every day, 5 handwritten notes out the door to someone in my sphere of influence, you know, the next 5 names up on my list, so to speak. Or if I have someone to thank. So when I show up in the morning tomorrow, if there's somebody I need to send a thank you note to, because those are the easiest notes to write. The second H is a hot sheet, right? I run the hot sheet in my local MLS to see what's going on in my local town that I live in. Not all of Columbus, but the town I live in. And I see what new listings have hit the market, what price changes, what in contracts, what closings. And then if I know somebody, Grant, within 3 blocks, let's say, of that property, I will text them or call them or email them information about that listing. The third H is I do my happy birthdays. I jump into Facebook and see which of my friends have happy birthdays that day. And I'll send them a message or I'll send them a video text message to be a little different. And then the fourth H is I do my high fives. And because I'm already in Facebook, to see whose birthdays it are. I scroll through my feed and I do 5 likes of people's comments. I do 5 comments on people's posts. I jump onto Twitter and I do 5 comments or retweets on Twitter. I jump on Instagram and I do 5 comments on someone's stories or feed. And then I send 5 random text messages to people on my phone. That might be just have a great day, or I could send you a funny GIF, or hey, Grant, you watched game last night, or are you going to the game this weekend, or whatever. And once I've done that, Grant, once I've done my 500 notes, my hot sheet, my happy birthdays, and my high fives, then I walk across the parking lot to Starbucks and I get my morning coffee. So that's my reward for putting seeds in the ground every day. And usually that's done by 9 o'clock in the morning. So think about that. I've sent in some cases 45, let's say 500 notes, 3 birthday or 3 hot sheets, 12 birthdays and 25 touches. That's 45 touches. And how many of those were real estate focused? Well, only the hot sheet ones. The rest were just Sean Carpenter touching your world in some way. And you know, if I've done my job on the other channels, when you get that message from me, you're like, hey, Carp sent me a message. Or, you know, and you may think real estate, or you may think sports, or you may think Tom Petty, or you may think music, or whatever it might be. But if I do that enough and can touch you enough times on purpose, then I got a better chance of you thinking about me next time you have a real estate need.
And you don't even have to ask for it. Like you don't have to do any of those things. You just have to stay top of mind. Like, and that's something that I think a lot of people get so wrapped up in is, you know, well, how do I ask for the business? And you don't really have to. Is people know you're in real estate and you're staying top of mind. You don't really have to, you know, quote unquote, ask for the business. You can just be a human being, and it's incredible what happens. You know, you just care about people.
Yeah. Just be the one they think of when it comes time to, you know, Uber doesn't ask for the business, but when someone needs a ride, they think Uber, right? Mm-hmm. They've earned that top mind awareness.
I got this great quote earlier from a training we did earlier this morning. Somebody said, if you aren't willing to work with somebody in the dream stage, meaning people are dreaming about home or dreaming about selling, those types of things, don't be surprised when people forget about you during the listing stage or the buying stage. You know, if you can just be a person and care, it's incredible what type of marketing strategy, you know, what type of branding strategy that really is. So would you say that it's your four H's that really drives a lot of your success in production, or are there a few other things that you do that?
Yeah, I think my four H's are creating, once again, I think the patience that I know this business takes is that I've been putting seeds in the ground really my entire career, but since I specifically kind of go back to focus on this 4-H club, that could turn into some business speaking opportunities or real estate deals tomorrow. It could turn into them a year from now, but I keep putting the seeds in the ground and watering and nurturing those relationships. I've been blogging for over 10 years. I have close to coming up on 1,000 posts in another year on my blog. So the consistency of that, it's called Carp's Corner, and it's just building relationships, solving problems, and having fun. So it's the audience is real estate agents and lenders and mortgage people in the business. It's designed to kind of encourage and keep them going. So there's sometimes is real estate specific articles. Sometimes there's articles about my family, my kids, or my hobbies or interests, things. But then I usually try and tie it back into how might this help the reader? How might this help them learn to better build relationships, solve problems, and have fun? And so that's been a fun channel for me to do that. And then obviously, you know, getting up on and helping audiences and, you know, consulting with companies to help their agents do more of the three things: build relationships, solve problems, and have fun.
Talk to me a little bit about solving problems. Where does that fit into the mechanisms of everything? Obviously, most agents are firefighters at some point in the day. Yep. In the middle of most transactions. Is that what you're talking about? Just taking
Think about this. Every real estate transaction evolves because of a problem. There are good problems. We're having a baby. We're getting married. We got a job promotion. Yeah. Right. There are bad problems. We got foreclosed on, we lost our job, somebody died. But either way, they're saying, look, I don't know what to do next. I need help. And yes. So they're helping us with that. We solve problems. Look, if my clients call me for any reason, whether it's about their house, the community they live in, one of my favorite clients moved into his house, this years and years ago, Dr. Marvin Williams, he moved into his house and he called me the night he moved in. And he says, hey, Carp, it's Doc Williams. Hey, I'm sorry to bother you, but what channel is NBC in this town? I got a TV hooked up, but I can't find a game. Right now, instead of just flipping through the channels, he felt comfortable to call me, because you know when you travel, I'm sure as you travel around, sometimes you flip on the TV in the hotel and you're like, I'm trying to find the game and I don't know what channel it is. Mm-hmm. But he felt comfortable calling me. So in some small way, that was a problem that I helped him solve. But he felt comfortable calling me for something that simple. Now imagine if every agent listening to this got calls all the time from their clients, little things like that, but it means that they trust that you're the person I thought of that's going to know the answer to this.
Yeah. And it's not an agent saying, I want to automate these redundancies or these silly, simple questions, not being so transaction minded, just again, going back to just caring about people and adding value in different ways. It doesn't always look like, like money. I always tell people not all wins in business are monetary. You're going to win. Sure. It's a million different ways. It isn't always this tool called money that is what's going to drive your success.
Yeah, I love that approach, Grant. I think, you know, solving problems on a bigger scale might be, you know, working out, hey, what time's the home inspection going to happen? The inspector can't get there till 2. My client can't get there till 3. All right, I'll meet the home inspector and I'll sit there. You know, I'll figure that out. Little things, co-oping with the agents, right? Working together with the other agent. It's not, the deals aren't between me and the other agent. The deals are between my client and their client. So let's solve problems and let's figure out how to get those things done. You know, following up with lenders, getting paperwork in on time. Things that may not be a problem until they become a problem. So sometimes solving problems before they even occur is a lot of what we do.
I know you travel around and you speak quite a bit. What is your response, or what is the typical response when somebody hears you speak and they're like, gosh, Sean, it all just sounds so simple?
Yeah, it is. I think once again, it's simple to build a relationship, solve the problems, and have the fun. I think where it becomes difficult is when they say, but I need to get a closing tomorrow, but I need to have something in contract tomorrow, but I need to have a listing tomorrow. Well, you know, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. So you've got to start doing the actions. A lot of the stuff I talk about when I travel around the country, Grant, is almost so simple that people think, well, there's got to be more to it. There's got to be there. That's, but I already do that. Well, you know what's simple? Drinking water every day. You know what's simple is getting on a treadmill for 20 minutes every day, but not a lot of people do it. And then when they have neglected it for a year, they say, hey, look, I need to get in better shape. What should I do? And a trainer says, drink more water and get on the treadmill for 20 minutes. And they go, no, I need a better plan than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, we were talking before we went on the air, Grant, you know, we're both sports fans. The World Series is going on right now. And in fast forward 6 months, we're going to have spring training. We're going to have Cactus League and Grapefruit League. The best players in the world in the game of baseball will show up in Florida and Arizona, and they will practice the basics. They will practice throwing and catching and hitting and running and sliding and all the things that they do to get to where they're at, you know, at the end of or where they want to be. And so if we can do those things every day, the follow-ups, the thank you notes, the saying please and thank yous, the remembering people's names, all those little things, it is easy.
Yeah.
Now, managing and building a team, when you scale your business up to have 15 listings and 7 in contracts at any given time, you've got to be smart enough to have those systems in place, right? Kyler Murray, you know, a rookie with the Arizona Cardinals, it's not easy to be a rookie in the NFL, but in the 2 or 3 years, he'll say these words, the game is slowing down for me.
Yeah.
Meaning he's getting to a point where he's starting to see things. As a new agent, I freaked out when I had my first client.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to me. I got a client right now. I got an inspection to set up. And now I can be with 5 or 6 clients at any given time and not be stressed out because I know how each thing's going to work.
I agree with everything you said, aside from baseball players practicing sliding, because with all those new oven mitts they're wearing around the base path, I don't think they're practicing sliding at all. I think that they just gave up and said, all right, well, they suck at it. We're just going to make them some mitts.
Dive into the net. I think that's more for their manicures. Yeah.
God, I started seeing the people wear those things on their hand. I'm like, what are they wearing on their hands? Why are they wearing those? And it took me a minute. I was like, it's because they don't know how to slide. What's going on here? Because we went through – I mean, we would dedicate hours to sliding practice.
Yeah, remember when practice would get rained out, it'd be sliding practice.
Sliding
right?
practice.
It was the best.
A couple hours learning how to slide. We had a coach. I had this coach. He played. He was this big Italian guy. He played in the major league the year they had the strike, and he played 24 days in the MLB. Well, you have to play 28 days to get your pension, and so he was a few days away from pension. Not that he was still mad about it all those years later, but he. He was an incredible, incredible coach. He didn't have the best winning record of all, but he taught people how to play the game, like the old school way. He taught you the basics.
He's like Archibald Moonlight Graham in Field of Dreams. He got that one game, but he never got to bat, right?
Yeah.
So, hey, listen, you mentioned practice. It's something I don't think we see enough of in our industry. We're a professional career in real estate, and yet so few people practice their listing presentations. So few people practice objection handling. So few people practice their phone calls and what they're going to say. And I think then when something finally happens, it puts them in an awkward position, maybe puts them outside their comfort zone. And that's where I think the top agents, they both practice and they get so many at bats with customers and clients that they just become good at the dialogues and the scripts and that's where the confidence and the competence come in, where people start trusting you. So practice, I think, is a huge piece of our business.
I think it's so true, 1,000%. I mean, I love what you're saying. It's just such a simple message, and it's such a nice thing to hear, because you got so many other people out there teaching. You got to hustle your face off. You got to work 18 hours a day till, you know, it's all in place, and you don't really have to do that. I think if you just build the business that you want to build, pay attention to what you want, and engineer your entire organization around what you want. So many people have this mindset that they're life exists to support their business. And that's not why we all went into business. We went into business because our business was meant to support the life we wanted to live. And if you pay attention to that and you build a business around that, you don't have to go hustle your face off. I sit down with people that don't pay attention to their numbers. And they say, well, I need to do all this production, all this and all this and all this and all this. I'm like, okay, great. Well, let's write out your perfect day. What's your perfect life going to look like? How much money do you need to earn year in and year out to do that? And then how does that turn into transactions? How many homes do you need to sell? And they're like, well, I only need to sell like one or two houses a month. It's like, man, isn't that crazy? You don't have to do all that stuff that you thought you had to do. You just have to be really good at the basics. So if you guys can focus in here, build relationships, solve problems, and have fun every day, just like my man Sean here is preaching at you, I think that you will be just blown away at how simple business really is. We tend to be the ones that complicate it, not the other way around. Thank you so much for stopping by, man. I know that you're a busy guy. What is the best way for somebody to connect with you if they wanted to learn more about you?
You know, I'm on all the social media channels, but probably the ones I'm on the most are Twitter and Instagram. Twitter's where I started the day and end the day. So at Sean Karp, S-E-A-N-C-A-R-P on both those channels, Twitter and Instagram. You can find me on Facebook and obviously my blog, karpscorner.net. You can also get there same way by seancarpenter.com. It takes you to the same spot, but go ahead and subscribe. And every Monday morning in your mailbox, you're going to get the Monday Morning Match, a post that's just designed to spark some excitement and some inspiration into your week.
Love it. We'll make sure that we link that up in the show notes, guys. Make sure that you reach out and connect with Sean. He's out there doing some great things, has such a simple message, and it's definitely something that you should pay attention to. Thanks again, Sean, for stopping by the podcast. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Client Generation Podcast. Please make sure that you rate and review this episode so that we can continue to bring you more incredible guests to help you grow your business. Thanks, and have an amazing day.